This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2023 Q's Symposium here on the beautiful island of Maui. And look who we have in the studio lounge. We got two very special guests. One's more special than the other, and I think we can guess who it is. Mr. Calvin Myers. Calvin, how are you, sir?
Good.
Good?
Yes.
Just good? Look where you are. I heard some people say they were amazing yesterday.
Are you having a good time or what?
And then none other than Peter Myers as well from DJ Myers. Peter, how are you, sir?
I'm doing really well, enjoying this conference. It's the last day, but hey, we're making the most of it.
Exactly. And if you guys haven't put two and two together yet, you're the dad, right? And this is your kid? I think we get it. You are the son of Peter Myers. So welcome. How's everything? How's Maui treating you so far?
Really great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Really good?
You want to share why is it so great? Yeah.
One big highlight?
Because it's hot in San Diego. It's really cool.
You got that right.
You know it is, right?
It is cold.
It's been too much rain for us.
Believe it or not, it was 39 degrees when I left to catch my plane the other morning.
No, thank you.
39. San Diego, 39. Yeah. That doesn't go together.
I know. A lot of people say, hey, well, you're in San Diego. It's always 72. And it's like, No, it's actually 40 right now.
Yeah, exactly. It gets a little chilly there. But anyway, we digress.
Yes.
So we are talking today about succession planning and talent development.
Yes.
And there's a big reason why you're here.
Yes.
But Peter, I'm going to let you set it up.
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of people don't necessarily know this about the Myers family inside of credit unions. So my grandfather, Cliff Myers, was the founding CEO and chair of a company that served credit unions.
Right.
Dee Dee worked there, helped take that company internationally.
Your mom, yeah.
Dee Dee, my mom,
okay,
started there. And then, so I work at DDJ, I work for Dee Dee.
Yep.
She'll say otherwise. She'll say that I don't work for her. She says I work for our clients, which is kind of how I view things, right? They're our boss, right?
Sure.
And then of course, Calvin, aka Big C, that's what we call him,
Big C,
right? He's got his own YouTube channel, Big C.
Wow, I'm going to have to subscribe. Count me in.
Subscribe. What do you say? Smash that
like button. You always go like and subscribe to my channel.
Say it.
That's the big thing.
So anyway, so Calvin is with us here in Hawaii. Obviously, he gets to tag along. But we thought it'd be fun to talk about like lessons learned, talent development. How do the Myers family think about this?
Right, right.
Because Calvin was here at the opening ceremony. And what were you doing? You had a job here, right?
Yes, I was passing out Lays.
Yeah, and what did you have to do?
What do you mean by that?
Well, I said, hey, look, each conversation you have to have, what do you do?
I already forgot.
You already forgot? Too much time in the sun, folks.
Yes.
Yeah, so you had to have a good conversation.
I have to have a good conversation.
Yeah.
And
when you shake someone's hand, what do you have to do?
Shake someone's hand.
Yeah. And then what? Little camera.
A lot of pressure here, ladies and gentlemen, for a YouTuber.
Look people in the eyes, right? Yeah, practice with Mike. Shake Mike's hand. What do you do?
Nice to meet you, Calvin.
There it is.
Yeah, look him in the eye.
Look him in the
eye. Firm handshake. Yeah, you do that. Yeah.
All right, and so Mike, say shake his hand one more time and say, what's your name?
Mike.
There it is.
What's your name?
Calvin.
Very nice to meet you, Calvin.
Nice to meet you, too.
All right, well, he's out of his performance mode now, but his deal is he's supposed to ask questions. Where are you from?
Right.
Right? And engage people. Is that right?
Yes.
Yes. And so that's something that my mom taught me, right, is always be prepared, always have a question. And there's a couple things for that. It's like it keeps your curiosity activated. When you're curious, you're more aware.
Right.
When you're more aware, you have more information. And so that's what we do. That's what we try and teach him.
Yes.
Something that Dee Dee's dad, so Cliff, my grandfather, taught her is move into the open space. Always look for the opportunity, right? Try to work that.
Right.
Her mom, Snuffy, that's what her name was, taught her always in practice, take the other side of the argument that you feel. So in debate class, right? You have one position you're firmly in.
I love debate class. That was so much fun.
Take the other position because it broadens your perspective.
Oh.
Right? And if you can negotiate on both of those sides, that just gives you more information.
Yeah.
So one of the things that Didi also taught me is like how to stand up in front of an audience, right? And so that's what we're trying to pass on to him, right? So he, how many hands did you shake on Sunday? How many lays did you give out? How many conversations did you have?
Just about five bajillion.
Give or
right?
take a couple
give or
bajillion.
Take. And so our hope is, and so Calvin's our youngest, and our daughter's much older, but our hope is that that gives them the social kind of capability that is hard to acquire otherwise, right?
Mm-hmm.
Our daughter can give speeches at her her college. After she gave a speech, she got 3 job offers from the opportunities, right?
Wow.
They're like, you are certain in front of an audience, how you speak so eloquently, you're articulate, you're confident in yourself.
Yeah.
Where'd you learn that? And she's like, my mom and dad, my wife who's back here,
right,
she also gives speeches. She's been on TV a number of times and all of that. And so we're just teaching that inside of our household as much as we can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good move. And so tell me about, okay, that's kind of the talent development part of it.
Yeah.
So tell me about the succession planning part, because this is... We were kind of joking before the recording, oh yeah, this is kind of an example of what could happen. But this is reality, right?
This is reality, yeah.
You're kind of grooming him, if you will, to kind of, you know, take over, obviously be independent and be professional and have a great career, but possibly following in your footsteps as well, right?
Yeah, yeah. So Didi would say, you know, how long have I worked for DDJ? She'll say since I was younger than him, right? And that's true in some regards.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think the way we think about it is, look, you can work potentially here, but this is a hard job and you have to work hard at it. So we're trying to teach, how do you work hard, right? So I actually want to give an example. What do we do on Saturdays? Where do we go on Saturdays?
To the pool.
No, Saturdays at home.
Oh, I was here.
Yeah. Where do we go?
To MMA.
MMA.
Ah.
What do you learn at MMA?
Boxing.
What else do we learn?
Wrestling,
right? Now, that's not necessarily what we teach at DDJ, but we're teaching like, hey, you got to be capable. You got to have a wide variety of skill sets because if you want to work somewhere, you need to have different skills and capabilities.
Right.
You never know.
Right.
So you interviewed Didi and Emily, right, from ALM First there about succession planning, and they're not going anywhere. They got to say that. I'm not going anywhere. My hope is the next generation wants to follow in our footsteps, or here or elsewhere, right? But they just try hard. That's what we're after.
And the whole thing is that you're prepping them
prepping
for that
them
next
for,
step.
For whatever it is.
Which is a message for credit unions out there for succession planning.
Oh,
it's preparing those people to succeed you, because you're obviously not going to be the CEO or in the C-suite forever.
Yes.
So you want to have a good succession plan to keep that continuity, that success going, right? And so
we
this is what you guys do a lot.
Exactly that. We want them to do better than us.
Oh, yeah.
I want kids to be smarter than me. I want them to be more capable than me. I don't know if we're having that conversation enough inside organizations, board succession, for example, or CEO succession. Like, as soon as someone is better than me at my job, cool, I will go do something else.
Mm-hmm.
That's great for me. Like, I think we can have that mindset inside of credit unions and in our household. Like, hey, get better than me at these things, right?
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
And it just makes us better as well, you know, because it keeps us on our toes, too.
Why not?
So, for sure. So what's the big message for credit unions out there based on this? Again, you know, train up that talent so it's better than you.
Train up that talent and do the hard work.
Okay, so
for example, Calvin's in baseball. I'm his baseball coach this season, and he also works out with me. And so, as he said, he does MMA, right? And learns how to choke people out on Saturdays. That's what we teach people.
Fun.
I think the lesson I teach our kids, my wife does too, is like, learning is hard. How many times do you have to do something? We say, how many times do you have to do it before you're good at it?
A bajillion
times. So what happens after like the third time and you're like, oh, I can't get it? What do I say?
Just say keep on trying.
Keep on trying, right? So I think that's part of it. When you're rising inside the ranks in an organization, there's no manual for how to do jobs. There's less and less instructions.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to put that grind in, man. You got to put your shoulder into it. That's actually, I've got my water bottle here. It's one of the slogans. says the Emerging Leaders Program, you can't cheat the grind. Make it happen.
Okay.
So put your shoulder into it. Try hard.
Yeah.
You never know what you're going to find out about yourself.
And you're not going to get it right every time, but the point is to keep trying.
Yes.
That fail fast
method
that we're all talking about ad nauseum, but it's so true. You keep trying, you're going to get it.
You're going to get it. Everything is a teaching moment.
Right.
So one
right.
day I'm driving my daughter to high school, okay? She was in a certain kind of, you know, teenagery mood, right? And I go, hey, this thing, and I go into kind of my teaching dad kind of moment, and she's like, Dad, not everything is a teaching moment. And I was like, I'm like, yes, it is, and I can't turn that off.
Yeah.
And, you know, for better or worse, right?
So there was a teaching moment right there.
It was. It was for me.
A little bit of irony there. Yeah.
It was. Yeah. Cool.
Good stuff. Anything else, guys? Anything
what do you want to say, buddy?
Nothing.
I like your shirt, by the way.
Wait. Do you want to say about the competition?
Oh, yeah. So, on Wednesday, there was a race at the slides.
Yeah.
And whoever won got an RC boat.
What? Oh,
yes.
My gosh.
And you can
during this? I want that.
But you can only do it, you can only win the prize if you're 13 and under.
Hmm. Gosh,
I missed it
by a year and a half. Darn
it.
Yeah. And guess who won?
I'm thinking maybe your dad? No, you did. Calvin, you won, right?
Yes.
Oh. Sir.
How many times did you have to go down in order to win that?
Like 100 times.
Like 100 times. Keep trying.
But there's the message.
Grind that out.
Keep
right?
trying. And you got it finally.
After like 10 minutes before the race ended, I could not beat my score. I just kept on getting like 15:49, 15:50.
Yeah.
My best time was 15:19.
Woo.
They measure it in hundredths of a second.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
So it's pretty close.
Pretty technical situation there.
And the slide we're talking about is this really super cool lava tube that has all these twists and turns. It's totally enclosed, and it's really a lot of fun. I'm going to go do it after this for sure. So, yeah.
And because you're wondering, I know you're wondering, the 13 and up category.
Yeah.
I did win that
champion
competition
right there.
And
crushing the teenagers.
There was another dad out there, and I crushed that guy. Just left him crying, really.
Oh, my goodness. Competitive beast right over here, Mr. Peter Myers.
I'm not like, I am who I am. I am who I am.
Yeah, mom's best time was like 17:40.
Yeah. Which is a respectable time.
It's awkward silence.
Very
awkward silence there.
Time.
We'll take it. Hey, we'll take whatever we can get, you know? Right? As long as we're having fun. Having fun doing it and learning some lessons along the way.
Yeah.
So.
Thanks
right
for
on,
having
guys.
Us, Mike.
All right, guys. Well,
thank you
so much.
Yeah.
Calvin, great to meet you. Congrats
nice to
on being you. Champion of the Lava Tube. Peter, congratulations on being champion of the Lava Tube.
Thank you. That's what it's now we can leave Hawaii.
Exactly.
Mission accomplished.
Trophies in hand.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot. Appreciate
it.
Thanks for the message. And look forward to the next chat down the road. Well done. There they are, the dynamic duo from the Myers family. Well done, lads.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.